On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
But if Anthony Joshua knocks out Jake Paul, I mean, oh, happy day for Twitter.
So Jake didn't get knocked out by Fury's.
He just lost. He didn't even get knocked down.
Oh, okay.
Only he set the floor once.
Nah. And even that fight, like, he didn't get dominated.
And this is this a Jake Paul? Is this a Jake Paul promotions fight? Or is this a real boxing
fight?
Is this
a real heavyweight fight?
Yeah. It's a real
sanctioned and everything.
He gonna fight.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Somebody getting whoever, like, so if Jake gets knocked down, people are gonna go crazy for that. Mm-hmm. If Jake actually knocks out Anthony Joshua, oh my gosh, that would be crazy.
Would
he could never show his face again?
No. Who?
Anthony Joshua.
Oh, okay. No.
But it would. Oh, it would low key.
This is December 14th. Yeah. Boy, the racial components that are going to take on this match as it gets closer.
It would low key stamp and verify Jake Paul.
Okay.
If he were to do this.
Well, now, how old is Anthony Joshua?
He's 31.
You know what? No, if Jake Paul pulled this off, it'd be like whatever Buster Douglas did to Mike Tyson, but like triple that, I guess.
Yeah. This guy came.
Really?
Out.
There's
this
no
guy
way. Yeah.
Like, came off
Anthony
the
Joshua
streets.
Was a champion and stuff. Yeah. There's no way.
That would be it'd be the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, talking about boxing. It now, it's like there's no way Jake Paul should win if it's a real fight.
If is the biggest sports moment in Twitter history, Luka?
Feels like it.
Feels
would like, Tyson's knockout have been bigger?
Yeah.
It feels like it. Yeah. Like I don't. You have to use your imagination on that, and I'm trying to. I feel like it would be significantly bigger.
It wouldn't even be close.
Because Luka was basketball fans, and to a degree, it was sports fans.
Yeah, it ended up crossing over.
But Mike would have been life.
Right.
Mike would have been everybody.
Right. Yeah. Let me ask you guys, because it was in its infancy, and I know it's boxing, but Luka was bigger than Manny getting knocked out. They had Simba.
Yeah, and I remember.
They had Simba.
Oh, way bigger. Oh, yeah,
but they did have Simba.
Manny, get up.
They put Simba.
It was way bigger. It was way bigger.
They had Manny planking or whatever they called it.
The plank challenge.
Planking.
Yeah, they had Manny down bad.
Oh, yeah,
Luka was bigger than that.
Luka was crazy.
I remember
I'll never forget where I was at. I was about to go to dinner.
I remember sitting on the couch and laughing. Like, I just started laughing trying to explain it. Just floored by that.
Yeah. I'll always
Luka is the... I'm trying to think of a non-death that was... Because Mike and Kobe were, like, the moments that just... tore down the internet.
Game 7? 2016? I don't really remember because I was actually driving LA to the Bay Area. So I wasn't really like on Twitter that day, so I don't really remember.
I think I can counter that and say I think Kobe's finale might have been bigger than Game 7. Kobe's finale felt like a it was like a build. Like the Warriors game was happening at the same time, but everybody knew like they either win or they don't. Like there's nothing I can tune in the last 3 seconds to see if they make history or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Kobe was like, you want to see it, of course, but if you can't, it's no big deal. But you start getting to the third and fourth quarter, it's like, yo, there's something going on. Like, and you check Twitter, and it's like, yo, Kobe's got 35. Kobe's got 40. Mm. Oh, my God. Kobe's at 50. And it just gets the moment gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until, you know, he's at 60 and the game ends.
Yeah. I watched that whole game. I remember that. And I was like, this wasn't no Warrior hater. And I'm like, I don't care about the 173. They're probably going to win the game. I'm going to check the score to see what's going on. And it was a blowout, so there was really no
room. I always say, if you flip the channel at the right time, the Laker game went to commercial, the Warriors game went to a finale. Yeah. If you switched it on that one commercial break, you saw the clock expire, 70 wins happen, no one cared, and you flip back to
Kobe game. For me, it was one of those things, too, like because that's when I was living down there. That whole day, like you want to talk about a buildup. That whole day, there were people at Staples. Like you see all the pictures and videos of all the people outside of Staples. They were there at like 7 a.m., 7 a.m. Like it was a whole day of buildup for Kobe's last game. And then for him to have that performance, and he started off not shooting the ball well. That's what I do remember. Like he wasn't making a lot of shots, I don't think. And then, but he just kept taking them.
Yeah. And they booed. Was it Nick Young? Who took the first? Or was it maybe it was D'Angelo Russell? Whoever took the first shot of the game that wasn't Kobe got booed, which was hysterical and appropriate.
How do we think LeBron's last game is going to go?
It's not going to be that.
No. Kobe's was like a daily celebration or whatever. Everyone it's not going to be that. Building up to it.
It definitely isn't going to be that. If he isn't anywhere but Cleveland.
Like
Cleveland, it might get close to that.
Do we just see LeBron losing the playoffs on ESPN and that's
so that's the other thing. His last game will almost certainly be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It won't be like that team was terrible.
Yeah.
I also think Kobe is better. Kobe had this really incredible babyface turn that last year.
Mm-hmm.
Where he had been the heel, he had been, you know, he had just opposing teams hated. There had been so much attached to Kobe, but he dropped that, you know, that video, that poem, that story to set up his retirement, and it was this absolutely instantaneous babyface turn, and he was better at playing that babyface, like when he comes through to Sacramento. He's hugging everybody, shaking everybody's hand, like he's recognizing this is the last moment. He treated everybody as if this is the last time I'm going to see you. I'm going to make sure you have that moment, right? I don't know that LeBron is as good at that. There's something about LeBron that, and it's kind of like, Mike, Kobe was humanized his last year. I don't know that LeBron can be humanized. And so I don't know that LeBron is going to have that outward love because it did feel like universal love. And this could absolutely be wrong, but it felt like universal love for Kobe the last year that he left.
Yeah.
I don't know if LeBron is going to have that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good point. I think
I don't know that he knows how to do that. Not that he's a jerk. He's never a jerk. He has never been a jerk. I just don't know that he knows how to be that. He always, you know how John Cena doesn't sound like a real human being sometimes? how LeBron James talks.
I was just about to say he's always on.
Yes, 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 yes. That's it.
Always LeBron James, the icon and not LeBron James the human.
Right.
More times than not, that's what he is.
And Kobe was an icon.
Right.
But he made himself a human that last year.
Yeah. I mean, even to the point you talk about the game in Sacramento, mm-hmm. when he had iced his knees. He said, I'll mm-hmm. let the young guys finish. Yeah. There was a level of, yeah, I'm not a machine. I'm a human being. I'm mm-hmm. old. I can't do these things anymore, that I think was relatable to people. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, I think it was also for him, go win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys did it. Let them go win. And two things. Stupid ass team. Two things I remember the most about that game. Looking dead at Kobe when he waves off. Was it Byron Scott? When the coach looks down at him and he's no. And he hadn't had his shoes off yet. Uh-huh. He looks up and I think it's Byron, looks at him and goes, you ready? And Kobe goes, let him go. Mm. And he reaches down and he takes his shoes off. And I'm realizing he's not coming back. And like, I'm upset because we're not going to have that moment. We didn't get to say goodbye, so to speak.
Yeah.
Then remember the Lakers stunk.
Yeah.
This stupid ass team in Sacramento goes, Kings won. They blew a 20-something point lead, which is why Kobe didn't come back in.
Yeah.
But the Kings win the game. And shout out to anyone who finds out who said this. One of them says, yeah, I don't know, man. This felt like a loss. All right, bro. Okay. All right, dog. This felt like a loss. All right, man. Freaking team, dude. I swear to God.
Oh,
two
man.
Things I remember the most about that,
man. And I always I take some I ain't got nothing to do with it, really. Maybe I do, because I'm a Kings fan and I'm a fan of these games, but I always take pride in how these players look at playing games in Sacramento. And Kobe on his way out was like, man, I loved it here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as much as any place in the league, I loved coming here, man. This was, you know, to paraphrasing him, but for the most part, he was talking about.
And it was Arco.
It was Arco.
Yeah. Yeah.
You love competing. You love the energy. You love going somewhere and people hating you and, you know, thriving in those moments and trying to persevere through that. This was the place for that. And you hear that now, like with guys like Ant-Man, like, man, I love playing here. Like, mm-hmm. vibe's always good here. Mm-hmm. They love it.
Might be a little bit
much.
Different. It might be a little bit different this year. They come around the second time and it's
like, where are all the people at?
This is there a snowstorm? No, man, it's 75 degrees outside. It's just not.
Oh, man.
No one wants to pay $200 to come watch a single digit win basketball team in January.
To be fair, we romanticize Arco, or people romanticize Arco. They had some bleak-looking crowds in that building.
Oh, they absolutely did. Not towards the end of the arena.
No, but
at various moments.
The last year, no. But
at various moments, yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, it's no different than what they might be. Like, crowds aren't awful right now. They're just not
enthusiastic.
No, they're not full. Like, the arena's not full.
No.
Like, it's not.
Upper Deck is struggling.
You could buy a ticket to any game you want to day of and get in for something, depending on where you want to sit, something that I think you'd be very comfortable with spending.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fans are frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're frustrated. They don't like this basketball team. They love this franchise. They love Sacramento. They love the Kings. They hate this version of this basketball team, and they hate that owner.
Mm. Mm.
Fair or not, they do not like that man.
And it's going to be interesting because one of those factors is not changing.
Yeah.
But it'll just, you know, if the Kings get good, if they get the right people in here, they can easily dismiss it as he got out the way.
Russ brings up a good point. Steph's last game will probably be pretty.
Oh, man.
Because his approval rating, I think, has always been pretty high.
Yeah, and that game, Well, his last game has to be in the Chase Center.
Oh, of course.
But if they have two games on the road after that, you don't play them.
Yeah, 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 sure.
That last game needs
to be. Well, as long if he's in, if he announces it, the league you don't do that. Like, they hell, the second you think Steph is thinking about retirement, every final game
for the next is 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the thing with Kobe. Like, I think we talked about this before. His final game should not be in LA.
LeBron.
I'm sorry, I said Kobe. Yeah, LeBron's final game should be in Cleveland.
Yeah, he shouldn't be playing for the Lakers either.
No. I would be playing alongside Donovan Mitchell.
Go back to Cleveland. Yeah, just go back to Cleveland, bro.
That's fine. Works for me.
Vet minimum next year.
Eddie Gonzalez. I can't imagine. Again, we talk about LeBron humanizing himself. I don't think he'd ever take the vet minimum, man. He's like, hey, Cleveland, I'll come play for you guys for $50 million next year. Eddie Gonzalez joins us next. We'll continue to talk basketball, maybe more current basketball here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Now, Eddie was just telling a great story about a DeMarcus Cousins game he was at. Leezy asked, what's the best NBA game that we've been at? And Eddie was telling a story about a game he was at where DeMarcus hit the game winner.
You said he was Santa Cuz when Mike Malone got fired?
No. So Boogie does this thing. I think he still does it to this day. He does this Christmas giveaway thing. Mm-hmm. They call it Santa Cuz. And in SAC, he would pick like a school and a class got to go and all this thing. So my daughter got to go to Walmart out in Natomas, and Boogie gave everybody like $200 shopping spree or something. But it was the day Mike got fired. And I know some of Boogie's guys, I don't know if you got, like, if you know Boogie, you know Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like his man. Yeah.
So, like, we kind of were parlaying. He kind of recognized me a little bit. He was pissed because it happened that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, dog, I don't get it. Like, so it was just crazy. Like, he's doing this charity event and he was blindsided, completely blindsided by them firing the coach.
Imagine
one coach that got through to it, basically.
Imagine doing a charity event where you're Santa Claus and being criticized for it. I was at a game where LeBron dropped 55 with Cleveland here.
Ooh.
And I was at the Kevin Martin game. The
layup
the Spurs
drink?
Game. Was that Spurs?
Oh,
yeah.
The Spurs?
Yeah.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
Were you courtside for that one too? Yeah. Just say yeah.
I
No, I didn't say what we, there's not, it's a yes or no question. Were you
It was a time frame in which, yes, like I could. Actually, I don't think we were time frame. I think we were in a suite. I think we were in a box at the Arco Arena for that one.
Those boxes in the Arco Arena.
I was courtside. I sat in your boys. Well, they weren't his seats at the time. We were in the owner's seats for LeBron's 55. Mm. That's why I'll never forget. Like, LeBron was hitting threes prior to Steph Curry 2 feet from me. Like, he was feeling it, and he knew it. Yeah, that was one of the craziest experiences I've ever had.
That was Arco?
Yeah, that was Arco. Yeah.
I went to the commercial shoot at Arco for LeBron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. Elijah Hicks was there. You know Elijah Hicks?
Sounds familiar.
He might be a little older than you. But Elijah Hicks he's in the video. He's in the commercial. Like when
I left. Like I walked out because it was just like we'd be in a section for 45 minutes. I'm like, all right, everybody's moving to this one. I was like, we're not meeting LeBron. I bet you did this. I bet you did this, Kenny. When Anwan used to come to Arco, hooped out there in the parking lot.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I went I didn't do Arco. I did when they were at basketball.
When it was at Mather?
No, they were at basketball town. And they came through. And they was like, yo, that's when they would do the thing like for 2 hours they would play pickup or, you know, organized version of pickup to try and get on to play against them. And I was cooking, I was doing my thing. I think I had an opportunity to play against the N1 people until I went really early. Like if they started at 4, I was on the court at like 4:15 and they went till like 6 and there was a couple other guys that did some things and I think people kind of forgot about me. So I didn't get selected. But I was trying. You know Antoine Sutton?
Mm-hmm.
He got selected and he went on the road with him for a little while.
Oh wow.
Yeah, what was his name on there?
I forgot because he had bounce. Like he had little dude and he had bounce and he got selected and he went probably like the next 4 or 5 cities with him.
Somebody used to have the keys to Christian Brothers and we would go there Saturday nights real late and we'd do open run and Bobby Jackson showed up one time. And I was in high school. I thought I was nice at the time. I was like, cool. And we was with the kids from Valley. So like we had some D1 guys, like we had some dudes that could go. And Bobby was going like 20% speed, right? He was embarrassing us. Like he was just like walking around the court, killing. I'm like, yo,
too easy.
This is crazy.
Too easy.
What is this? And he just like I don't even think he had shoes tied. He just smoked us and was like, all right, I'm out, y'all.
I remember right when I first met Kara. So this was after the Albie Akani workout that we talked about. We're hanging out. She's like, yeah, I got a run tonight with Mike and Team Dime. Mm. Like, word. I'm thinking like she wants me to go and we do the run. She's like, oh no, you don't want to do this. She's like, you don't want to do this. I was like, what do you mean? Yeah, you don't want to be out there with them. Like, you don't want to be out there with him. Like, it's a very humbling experience.
It was different.
We was hooping at 24 one time and Ruthie Bolton Holyfield showed up and she's obviously like, she's in great shape. She's not that big. She's obviously in great shape. And was like, I was just like curious. Like, what is she about to do? Mm. When I tell you, she did not miss a shot. Like just so much like dribble left, pull up, bow, dribble right, pull up, bow, get somebody a bump, step back, bow. I'm just like, cool. She ain't crack sweat.
Cardio for days.
She was just doing her. I was like, oh, like it was like another level. I must have been like 15. Again, I thought I was nice. So I'm like,
that reminds me, write that name down.
Right,
so I don't forget to tell you something. But
Ruthie?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know who else did that as we go down memory lane of ball players that made civilians look ridiculous? The High Flyer.
I saw him the other night for the first time this year.
I used to go to, shout out to my guy, Tony Vaughn. He had the gym on Elder Creek, full court. I think Emery had like a car body shape. He had something next to
him. LaSalle had it. Him and LaSalle.
Yeah. So Tony would always be like, yo, Henry, you going to come? Because he had the adult league and stuff like that. He's like, you going to come play with us tonight? And Henry would be like, nah. And one night he's like, all right, I'll play. And it was like I was 22 or something like that. So I feel like I'm entering my physical prime. And I was really good at the time. There was like three or four other guys like that who were at that point of their life. And Henry had retired. Like, he wasn't playing in the NBA no more. And he said, all right, Tony, I'll come over there and play. Man, he must have busted us up so crazy. Like, he might have had like 45, 50 on us. Easy, too. And no disrespect, because he's a pro, but it's Henry Turner. Like, you're not thinking like, oh, this guy who was at the end of the bench or didn't play that much would be able to. Nah.
It was a still top less than 1% basketball player in the entire
he was
planet.
Killing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin, every once in a while, we'll play ones at his workouts. And he'll be watching us. And he just can't help himself, though. So every once in a while, he'll hop in for like one. It's like, why? And he won't even dribble. It's just a couple jabs and cotton. Or he'll play horse with us left-handed, smoke us all. It's like, all right, get out the way.
No, I'm getting weak right now because did you see the clip when he walked off?
Yeah, because me.
It's exactly that.
That was hilarious.
He walked.
I said, I'm done with y'all. Like, come on, bro.
He said, no, that layup was it. I'm done. I can't work with this.
We had one-on-one wars. Like, we playing King of the World, we on spots, we do it all. We having wars, like four or five of us, we all going at it. Let me get one. Why?
Why you come in here and mess everything up, man? Like, get out of here.
Oh, man. Be sick like that, though.
We were talking a few minutes ago about, I don't even know how we got there, but we wound up on, we were talking about Kobe's last game and kind of the moment that was, and do you think LeBron or Steph, now not hindsight, because obviously, hopefully, nothing can, Kobe's last game is held differently today than it might have been immediately after. But it was a very big moment when it was happening. Do you think LeBron or Steph could match that in their final game?
I think it's going to sound a little haterish. I think Steph could. Mm-hmm. I don't know if LeBron can.
No, we just said the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love LeBron, and I think LeBron is the GOAT or whatever. He like however high praise you need to believe me. But it's just – I'm not saying his game isn't fun, but it's not as fun as Kobe's and Steph's. Like, it's just – there's just something to a dude making just ridiculous jumpers. You know what I mean? Like, current LeBron plays an all-out game. Like, he's going to have to just head down, get to the rim a lot. He'll hit some jumpers. He's shot the ball better, I know, in his – Lakers tenure in the last couple of years and all this stuff. But Steph gets one final game at Chase now instead of Oracle. He's shooting from half court. Like, he's putting on a show, you know what I mean? And the team will make sure he does, whether it's with them screens or, whatever. LeBron has to kind of labor through it to get that. And he can have a great performance. And LeBron is like – this is going to sound haterish too. LeBron is like self-centered enough. But also, like, with the flair for the dramatic, like, Damon made sure he didn't drink.
Because I know where you're going. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But he's, like, that enough to make it a show. You know what I mean? Like, make a show of it. I think that's – you could summarize his last couple of Lakers years is that, But can he put on that performance at this age and with his game? I don't know. It'll be a great moment, but it's not going to be what Kobe was. Kobe shot the ball 50 times, yo. He made a game winner. Like, he scored 50 points. He shot the ball
50 times. 60. He scored 60 on 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dog.
Yeah, he scored 60 on 50.
You ain't topping that. And it's like, the game came together for him, too. Like, his teammates were rooting him on. The Jazz were giving it a go. They needed that game. Like, it was a lot happening, man. And it's I was thinking about this the other day, too, because with Steph's sneaker stuff, whoever signs him now, they're signing up for the farewell tour, whenever that is. And I was thinking, like, the league has to take care of them on the way out. And what I mean is they have to celebrate it. And I don't – maybe they work with the league and they know and the league can make sure they get a home game on the way out or whatever. But maybe they don't. Like, maybe it's not that deep. But the league has to kind of like make sure this is, because they almost missed the ball with Kobe's joint. Like, they almost did. Remember, that was on ESPN2, and it was a whole thing. They flexed it, and also, they got to take care of them dudes on the way out. I think they will, though. I think they learned their lesson.
The other aspect between LeBron and Kobe in this situation, and I actually think Steph absolutely has the same thing that I'm about to talk about, is the history with the franchise. Like, Kobe was Kobe because he had been in L.A. and with the Lakers for 20 years.
Yeah.
And they had seen him. I mean, that's why it was such a big deal there. They had seen him from be a kid.
Yeah.
He was a couldn't even
going
buy
to the
alcohol.
Prom with Brandy. Yeah.
To the point here, and you got championships in between. That's what Steph has as well. Babyface assassin, kid out of Davison, championships along the way. We've seen you be the greatest, and now we're seeing your last game. They're like, there will be tears shed at Steph. I don't think there's, and no disrespect, because he's the, you know, the greatest ever, if you want to say that about him. But there, wherever he plays his final game, do you think there's going to be tears? Even if he went back to Cleveland, do you think there's going to be tears shed in Cleveland for LeBron's last game?
It's interesting, bro, because I think what made Kobe game crazy too is like Shaq is there, Kanye's there, Snoop's there. Like, it's a moment. You know what I mean? Like,
Snoop was on the floor.
LA, yeah. LA was LA. There. So it's like,
Hope was at the Laker game.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jay was there. So it's like, LA is LA. So it's a little different. It's celebrity, it's Hollywood. And Kobe was the king of LA for like 20 years. No matter what LeBron is in LA right now, he's not Kobe. He just isn't. And I love Bron.
See,
and I think LeBron has gotten kind of like into a comfortable place in LA, and people appreciate him more
but
than they have.
That's why the game can't be there.
But it's also not 100% approval rating. Kobe was 100% approval rating.
Right, and that's why it can't be in L.A. That's why it has to be in Cleveland. That's why the last game has to be in Cleveland, regardless
of
who's
playing. And I was thinking about that same thing. Like, if you don't schedule him in Cleveland the last night, he damn near got to be a Cav one more time.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
For the moment. And I don't know how realistic that is and all of that. If he cares, he might not care. But
all those people you named too, they'll be at LeBron. Like, Hope Jay will be at LeBron's game. Jay and Beyonce will be there. Like, I don't know if Snoop will, but
event too.
Like, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Just in the same way that they made sure the Griffies was there for that, it'll be a manufactured moment like that. But Kobe's wasn't. Kobe's felt like Kanye was like, I gotta be there. I'm paying whatever I gotta be there. Jay's like, I gotta be there. You know what I mean?
Ooh. You know what they do? You put the last one on NBC. And see if you get your little your little pre-recorded guy to show up live.
He'll be like, no.
He absolutely will. He'll be like, no.
We haven't talked about that. Now, the first one was cool because it was like, man, look at Mike. He's talking.
No, it wasn't, Eddie.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was. The second one was just the school, too.
Mike is so wavy. It's just like, wow. Like, he's here. Like, oh, wow.
Right, right.
The second one was a little haterish, but it was like, it's still like, dang, Mike is talk. But I kind of wish, like, it was a little more involved. I'm also, like, I want Mike to talk about current players really bad.
I want them to go, hey, Mike, OKC is 12-1. What do you think? But they can't because it was recorded 6 months ago.
Yeah, no.
And they're talking about now they're going to bring him back and this and third. And, like, hopefully he don't hate on them, you know. And I remember before the season, somebody told me, somebody at Jordan was like, man, Mike watched NASCAR and play with the kids and play golf all day. Like, he don't know these dudes. I was like, oh, he fit right in. He just like Barkley.
Right, right. Mike seems
play who he play for with Michael Jordan.
He ain't getting none of them. You could have done that when he was the owner,
right?
Yeah. Wasn't gonna get none of them. Or the GM.
Mike sounds like he is. I don't want to be too dramatic, but it's like he's done with basketball. Like he's like,
yeah. Hey, Brad Daugherty.
I'm cool. Like, I'm going. I dedicated my whole life to basketball. Now I'm gonna do other stuff with my life.
And I get it. You know what I mean? Like, Mike is living a whole nother life. Like, he, you know, new wife, new kids, new careers. Like, he's living a whole nother life. He probably want to be past all this. And, you know, he got the bag to come back. But I don't even think the bag motivated him. I think it's like he said in that first clip, he kind of wanted to be back around basketball. But he's been away from basketball for so long.
Yeah.
He probably don't know what's going on. I don't blame him. I don't, like, why should he still watch? You know what I mean? Like, Kenny, you know, like boxers do this all the time. A lot of boxers don't watch boxing.
Right.
And it's just like, that's just not. And I be thinking they joking, and you find out, no, they dead serious. They don't know these dudes. They don't know these dudes. I watch tape on them.
I didn't watch that fight the other night. No, I didn't. I was watching a movie with my kids. I didn't see what happened.
Really?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't know who this dude is. And they be serious. Yeah. It's like, but you fighting them. Yeah, it's the job.
Well, yeah, like you said, Mike can talk about M&Ms. I'm like, damn, that boy Mike, he insightful. I learned so much from
him. Boy, them red M&Ms, man, I'm about to.
That was me. I was like, ooh, I'm about to buy some threes or something. He got me. He got me good.
Well, see, that's where Mike don't miss is them threes, because I pulled out the shoes for the concert tonight, and it was like, I'm going with these threes.
He keeps bringing back these bread ones, and I keep getting them every time. Yeah. Can't wait.
They're the best, right? The threes.
For me.
This is like a fake hot take, but I think it's like, I think it's their fault too, but I think the 11s are overrated. But
that's okay, settle down. The bread 11s are the greatest shoe ever made.
Oh, you see, you're doing a lot.
No, the bread 11s are. They just are.
They're not even iconic like the Concords are.
Oh,
any of the threes. They're not even the best 11s.
The Concords are the iconic ones. What Boyz II Men wear to the Grammys?
The bread 11s.
They didn't wear the breads.
The greatest shoe ever made. The bread 11s. The Concords might be two. That's what it is. Those 11s are the ones.
It's the free throws.
Did you skip school when they was dropping on Wednesdays? No. I used to do that.
No, I wasn't getting the Jordans at that point. Like,
yeah, I couldn't afford them.
Yeah, I wasn't getting them. But
I was outside, Boys. So
I couldn't afford Jordan when it was dropping on Wednesdays.
I was cutting grass and raking yards, but I was getting my money. You know.
To be honest with you guys, though, I think the bread fours might be ahead of
bread
the
bread fours. Nice,
bro. Why don't you say bread a few more times?
Bread ones.
Oh yeah.
Look, I'm getting older now, so I'm like low top ones. Every low top.
Yeah, see, that's me. I got those on right now. Low top ones is the move for me.
Hey, Eddie.
Travis got me. Travis, like, turned off.
Oh, yeah. I love them. But look. I just got me some Cortezes the other day. And I was like, ooh, I got to get some more. I'm never going to be past Jordans. I ain't never going to be past it. But I'm like, man, what else they got out here in the shoe game? Let me see what's going on.
That's a little too cliche for me. I can't rock the Cortez. My daughter got Chucks.
What you want him to do? Get some Dickies to go with it? Come on, man.
Yeah, I had to like do the whole thing, and it's like, all right.
Eddie going to button his shirt right all the way up to like right here.
I got my pair. I said, let me go to the Goat app and see what other deals they got around here from the Cortezes.
Y'all got to swing that. I salute. I can keep wearing these ones and threes, though.
If I put the number at 2.5 teams, and the number's 58 wins in the Western Conference, how many top it?
So people are already giving the Thunder 70 wins. So
that's me. Yeah, that's me.
Nuggets are on there.
They're 9-2.
So, all right, we have our two.
Now you got the Spurs.
You're basically asking me if the Spurs or the Rockets can win 60 games, right?
I said 58, but we could make it fun and do 60.
I think the Rockets are going to, and I'm not being biased. I just think their defense and their rebounding will carry against. They've been beating bad teams bad. And we're going to have a lot of bad teams. The Spurs, their schedule has been all over the place, and they've seen a couple good teams, got smacked up a little bit. But they also haven't been fooled that time. But I expect them to have, like, young guy stuff and be just under that. But I would take the over on those three.
I think the
Who else is threatening? Is it the Wolves?
No. Well, yeah, sure. The Lakers and the Wolves right now are 8-4 and 7-4 respectively.
Lakers' schedule has been crazy, and they lose to the good teams too.
So the thing about all those teams, the Rockets are a team that I think is going to get better as the season goes along.
Yeah, that's my thing too. I mean, that's what sources have told me. They're expecting. But they're also they're injury away, knock on wood. Like, every season.
You think so?
But those guys especially are.
The Rockets?
From just a slide.
Oh. I didn't think that.
This was a really good question that you came up with.
I do like this question.
But history tells me is that just a quick glance at history, mm-hmm. it ain't happening. Mm-hmm. It's going to be less.
But mathematically, it's really tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's especially in the West.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through these standings for the past 4 or 5 years, and sometimes they barely get two teams to 58 wins. Mm-hmm. Like it just doesn't. It doesn't happen in the West, so I would say less. Okay. But my thought was I wanted to go more. I wanted to say OKC, Houston, and Denver because I think they're that caliber of teams. But yeah, mathematically, I guess it just doesn't really work out in the West.
That was kind of my thought too. Like, how often does this happen?
I look at Denver and Houston as completely opposite. I think Denver is going to settle down, not be bad or anything close to it. I think they're going to settle down. Houston, I think, is going to continue to ascend. I think Houston's going to be the two seed.
I think there's like some strategy there too. Not that they're going to take it light, but like Denver's a team that kind of knows the long run of it.
Sure.
And we spot here and there. And also they play kind of at Jokic's temperament, and Jokic has been known to say, oh, this team can't beat us. I'm going to have a 10-point game tonight. I'm going to shoot 5 times today, but we're going to win.
Not this week. Jesus.
Not the Clippers. Killing. He got something to prove when Zoo was out there. Goodness.
I feel like you can always tell who Jokic hates.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. What does he have against Sabonis?
Yo. He sees them Euro bigs.
That's what I was going to say. He sees another white center and goes, I'm going to destroy you.
You're going to see who the big dog is tonight.
Like. Hey, look. Hey, Houston going to turn up when they get Monk in that starting lineup.
That's what I need.
They going to turn up when they get Monk or Schroeder in that starting lineup.
I've been on Spo Trek and Trade Machine, and I've been like trying to do the numbers. And that's the type of player we need, man. So I'm not wishing on the Kings' downfall, but when it happens.
Wishing on the Kings' downfall. Sweetie, have you been paying that downfall? That downfall has happened.
Look, man, I'm enjoying Russ, though.
Oh, man.
Russ might be on the Rockets.
Yeah, this is such a funny thing, man. We were talking about this earlier. I think this fan base, and rightfully so, is fed up with this team. I think most of the fan base didn't like this team going into the season. Russ has won them over, and I think they love Russell Westbrook,
yeah,
and they hate the rest of the basketball team.
I think the tough
and Malik. Team, they love Russ and Malik, and they can't stand the team.
I was talking to somebody around the league, and it was just like, even the assets they have that they're going to try to unload, like Zach's value was almost nothing, even when they got him. It's got to be worse now. DeMar's value is like almost not, like Domas is such a specific player, and at that salary number. And again, that's the thing too. Like their salary slots are like all over the place. And I think the Rockets are kind of running into this too, where they have Fred is at 25, but everybody else is like a really low number. You can almost can't trade guys without combining them. Mm-hmm. And the Kings are like, these guys would like almost make too much money. What are we going to get for this? You know, I've seen people waving around like Ja Morant for DeMar and some stuff. And it's like, okay, but like, who does that benefit? Memphis wants something, you know. It's the same thing. Like I seen the theory of Harden and Ja like almost work, almost dollar for dollar, and it's like, okay, but why? Like, why does either team want that? You know, and I like James and I love Ja, and it's like, but why does either one of those teams want whatever's going on there? So it's just like I think the Kings are just in a hard place where it's who want what team is going to pay for Domas right now, and can we get assets out of that when we do it?
Right.
And so it's like, I don't know what happens. I don't know who jumps for that.
And that's
– I do. Nobody.
You're right.
But, and then –
like, you think he's a great player.
Yeah, no, he's a good player. He's a really good player. I just – he's very – I think the term we use all the time, he's very specific.
Yeah.
He's very specific.
Yeah. And like, at that price tag, who is going to make all the modifications that you need to make to get the most out of – DeMontis Sabonis.
And the one we settled, I mean, I don't want to say we settled on it. We didn't. But, like, Golden State can afford to do it. Mm-hmm. Golden State can do it. And if they think, like, this is what, because, oh, let's just forget, let's see what we could do for Steph. Mm-hmm. And if they have to die on the last year or two of Domas' contract, at least you did what you had to do for Steph. But I don't think there are very many teams that have the greatest shooter to ever live on it.
And it's the question is kind of like the same question they were asking about Kevin in February. What team is a KD away? Mm-hmm. Okay, that limits the X amount of teams. That was, you know, it was a handful of teams. Teams are eager to get Kevin, but like you need him to get to the next level. Okay, cool. And then it's like, all right, well, who has $53 million of salary? And it's the same thing for Domas. Like, what team is a Domas away from whatever they're trying to do, whether it's win the title, whether it's get in, whether it's whatever. Okay, now that we have that amount of salary. And it's just like you said, it could be the Warriors have a couple hefty deals that they can get off. One is Jimmy, which is probably not happening. Mm-hmm. And then obviously there's Kuminga, and it's like, that's all complicated in itself anyway. And you got Draymond defending them. It's a whole thing. The point is, does that make sense for the Warriors? And if they're shooting for the sky, yeah. But there's no talent right there with that team. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you got to look at Jimmy, who has next year on his contract, and that's it. And go, all right, like, are we going to have Jimmy for 4 years now? Or is he like the most tradable guy in the league next year? We chase a superstar. Like, they're coming up to their crossroads too. Mm-hmm. And because they haven't been winning games, because they've been hurt, they're old. You know, there's rumors about, is Steph hurt? Is this going on? And they're already fighting off locker room exploding conversations. And it's like, it's not even Thanksgiving. They have a lot of decisions to make too. And if history tells us anything, they'll get off guys. They don't care. We have Steph, we have Draymond. Everybody else can go, and they will. And we're going to find guys fit in our system. So
Father Time is beating Western Conference teams' ass right now.
Well, that was the thing. In my conversation with Kevin, it was like, you need to go to a young thing. Look who keeps winning in this league. You need to go to a team with a bunch of dudes under 30 because you're going to end up in a bunch of old teams. And young athleticism, athletic and strong, is how you win in the NBA right now. And that's not what the Warriors are. Even their young guys, like, they're not good young guys. Like, what is Brandon Podziemski? How much is he helping your team?
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The next Steph.
Yeah.
Good luck, mad at him for saying
it. You got to be the next Steph in Lithuania. Y'all, come on.
So let me ask you this, Eddie, because you got a really good grasp, as usual, on just the way things work, right? Like, and the reason why I say that is, here in SAC, everybody like, just blow it up. Like, you got to blow it. And once they understand the tank and blow it, like, you can't necessarily do that. What would you do if you were Scott Perry? Like, how would you go about this? Because you talked about the contracts that you have and the way the money doesn't match up and how it's tough to move these guys. And you may have to wait a whole season to move them. Like, how would you go about trying to get the Kings back on track?
I mean, look, I'm the guy who's always like, yo, the media is so dramatic. They want to blow up every team. They want to blow up every team. I look at Dallas and I say, first off, I need to know when Kyrie's coming back, if we can salvage this season. But I'm looking at the way the Thunder were created, and it's like, oh, that's how you make a team. The Thunder might have two top 10 picks next year. Like, and so they got there by just scraping up first-round picks for each and every person they traded. So if I'm the Kings, I'm looking at like, okay, how can we get first-round picks for some of these guys? You figured Domas is at least one, hopefully two. You figure Malik Monk is one if you go to the right guy. Like, Zach LaVine got to get his one. Like, come on. And you're eating some salary, but it takes patience to understand. The Rockets are a great example. When they be in their tank, when they trade James, that was COVID. That was 2020. So it took that long to return the respectability. And that was like two really bad seasons, gobbling up first-round picks, getting involved in every deal you could get involved in just as a salary dumping place and creating that. The Thunder's situation got sped up a little bit because they were able to get an MVP in a trade instantly. But they took years, too. And they took several drafts. And they still putting that stuff together. But, yeah, I mean, not to be the blow-it-up police, but if I was taking over the Kings, that's where it would start. I would need to see what my draft capital would be around the league for these certain guys. But they also don't have the maneuverability with the cap that you would need to kind of do that, too. With Abraham restricting everybody and all of that, like, it puts you in a hard place. The Thunder were able to do all that because they were able to collect salary and say, okay, well, wait, you know, the Spurs did that for a little while. The Nets have been doing that for a little while. Like, you really, really, really have to bottom out now in this league to kind of swing your way back up. But that doesn't mean you're going to be the Thunder either. You might be the Nets. The Nets just had five first-round draft picks. Use every one of them. And everybody's looking like, who are these guys?
Right.
Are these guys pros? So, like, you have to do it, and then you have to do something with the pick. So it's a long road. And we talked about this when we talked about Ja. Like, you have so very little paths towards a megastar coming to your team. You either got to bottom out and hope you get the draft one, and then you got to do it. You got to draft right. You got to take Luka Doncic and not Marvin Bagley. You got to take Trae Young when he's right there. You got to take Klay instead of, like, who's the, like, you got to take Kawhi, and you got to take Giannis. And we all know the list, but – then you got to hit on the draft. So, I mean, it's not like it's impossible, but it is a long road. And the Kings haven't been patient to do that for some time, you know. That playoff win was, like, if ages ago at this point. And I get why they weren't patient then. But at some point, you have to be patient enough to do this the right way and hopefully swing back. And they just haven't shown that.
Now they keep trying to come up with these fixes. That's what DeMar was. DeMar was an offseason that was going nowhere, and they had the opportunity to land a good basketball player who just didn't fit what you were doing and tried to do a quick fix, and now are, you know, that kind of started the spiral of the position that they're in right now.
Yeah, you patch the boat while you're in the ocean, you can stay up for a little bit, but you really need to go back to shore and make a boat. And they have never chosen to do that.
Yeah, the flex seal ain't going to work for you.
Eddie trying to fix a boat, Doug trying to fix a plane. Man, we can't get nowhere in Sacramento. We can't get nowhere. Do you see what Doug said the other night? Did you see Doug's after that ass whooping? Yeah. Oh, Doug went crazy after that Wednesday night embarrassment against Atlanta.
Not what Doug said.
Well, that's the thing, too. That's the thing. Like, fans notice effort more than anything. Like, that they can understand more than anything. Sometimes you get beat by schemes. Sometimes they just have the guys. But when it looks like there's not effort on the court, it's like, all right. What are we watching? What are we looking at? That's why Lakers fans are mad at their Atlanta game. It's like, yo, y'all are just getting ran over down the court. Are you guys okay? You guys drunk? Fans are never going to like a lack of effort. So, yeah, when you get beat by that much, and I think there's just a lot to stomach.
Yeah. I was going to ask you one more thing about the Western Conference. The Clippers. Are they? I think you and me both are kind of like, oh, watch out for the Clippers. going into the season.
Ooh, Christian Brown's out 6 weeks.
Oh,
that's a left ankle sprain. That's a big loss for Denver.
That ankle sprain.
Yeah, I'm about to say. They already got you in 6 weeks with the ankle sprain.
Yeah, they said he'll be reevaluated in 6 weeks.
Oof.
That's a tough loss for Denver.
Damn.
Oof.
So now the answer's under. the answer to the question's under.
My thing with the Clippers is, it's funny enough, it's similar to the Kings. Like, they need to blow it up, but how? Kawhi's on contract next year. No options, $50 million. Who's trading for $50 million? A Kawhi right now. Like, I hate to be the injury police, but he's just not giving you enough games a year to warrant that. And he looks good when he's around. James has a player option for $42 million next year. He's got to take that. It's fully guaranteed in July or June. He's got to take that. I wouldn't test the market if I was him, but who knows what he hears. But again, who's trading for $42 million with James Harden right now? And he's looked good. He was an all-star last year. How do they even take that apart at this point? They're kind of stuck. Now, are those guys more valuable next year when they're on, you know, expiring deals? Probably. So now you're next season, now you're stripping it down and going from there. But this offseason was weird. I don't necessarily understand why you get rid of Norm Powell after the season he had, and then he keeps having that season now. And they added some guys that seem valuable, you know, in DJJ, and get paying Brad, and now Brad's out for the year. And you didn't pay him a lot. You gave him a vet min, but it's like, what were they doing? And going back to what we were saying, like this league is about youth and athleticism and speed right now, and you're getting older and slower and more injury prone. It's like, how long can this work? And so you go back to the Kawhi stuff, and I don't really care if he got free money or whatever. Like, that's fine. But you took that swing at him. You went and got him. You had expectations of whatever they were. You got to the second round twice. Or no, I think you got to the conference finals once, but that was without him. Mm-hmm. Was that a success? Was that worth all of the what you put up for this? And how can that team rebuild from now and you know, get low, tank, get a pick, and go? They got the owner who can do it. He can take the loss as far as the money goes, and they got their new arena, and it's printing money, all this good stuff, but do they want to do that? That wasn't what they wanted to do when they bought the team. He had the new ownership syndrome, just like Ishbia did in Phoenix, where it's like, we're taking a big swing, we're trying something. And you look all these years later, like, they're no closer than they were. They're still the second team in L.A. And funny enough for them, All-Star Game is in their building this year. It's supposed to be a celebration of them. And we're about to see again just that it's a Lakers town. So it's tough out there. Like, I wasn't high on them coming into this year, but I thought veteran team, they'll win some games, they'll be fine. James was able to keep them alive last year. Nah, we're not getting close to that. I don't have no clue why they signed Chris Paul. He's essentially out the rotation, benched now.
Oh, I think that was
barely an NBA player last year.
I think that was a come on back and shut it down. Like, I think Chris Paul is serving the purpose for which they signed Chris Paul.
Yeah, like he was never signed to play. He had to play.
I think that's right. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, they need a lot of stuff. There now they're finally talking about starting John Collins, and it's like, yes, the numbers say you should have been started a month ago, basically. Like, it's just a lot, and they can't keep Kawhi on the floor. And at the end of the day, you got to kind of like look at Kawhi, and he don't ask to be injured, but that tanked your franchise in many ways. Like, we had the best player we can get, but we can't keep him on the court. Like, that's going to hurt every single time. So it's tough, but I think Ballmer, he's the owner that will stomach the tank, even if it's just for a year, and he's the owner that will be aggressive after that and get him back right. So Clippers are used to this, Clippers fan.
Yeah.
But I do think they'll bounce back because they do have $92 million in expirings next year and with good names on it. So they'll be able to get something and go from there.
Eddie,
I was just going to say, Clippers got badass kids running on the court. That's what they do have.
I've seen that.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, y'all have y'all Christmas trees up already?
I do.
Hell no.
Got two of them up. Yeah, I went Fox Family style. I was like, yeah, we're going Fox Family this year. They got like four up this year.
Oh, man.
They was posting pictures. I was like, oh, man.
In Texas, they, you know,
people have no taxes out there.
Huh?
Do people have real trees still? Is that a thing?
Oh, not me.
I mean, I would if I
Not me.
It just, yeah, I can't.
I got mine from Wayfair on a sale.
Like, I told my kids a couple years ago, let's go upstate. We'll cut one down. The way that man, they must have looked at me like I was an alien. Like, what?
No, cut a tree down. Like, who do you think you are?
All right, so cutting trees. We got two fake ones, but I'm a November baby, so we have Thanksgiving first, and then we put our tree up. I hate you all.
I don't like Thanksgiving. So hold up, when's the birthday?
I'm not gonna tell y'all.
Come on, man. Hold on, let me. Oh, come on, Eddie. It ain't in my. No, I'm gonna find out.
It's the 29th. It's next.
Oh, okay.
2 Fridays from now.
Okay. All right.
We won't be on the air though. It's the day after Thanksgiving, so
it don't matter. We figure it out.
Hey, what are we running this weekend? How many are we getting in?
See, I've been kind of slagging, but I'm gonna have to get at least 10 in.
Or 10 over the weekend?
10 at once. All right, Sunday's my big run day. So
okay,
see.
I see you. All right.
It's cold out there.
I'll send you the screenshot.
What you running, Kenny?
I see you.
I'm running games. I'm on the hoop court. I ain't running miles.
He running his court size seat. His sex thing.
Hey, Eddie getting ready for that marathon.
I'm out in shape, man. I'm running with the.
Yo, can I get a KSFM like a sticker for my shirt at the marathon or something? Can I get a sponsorship? Can I?
I'll make it. Okay, sweetie, I'll make you some D'Lo and KC gear for the run, man. That's what I'll do. We get you.
It's in March. We got time, but I need something.
We got you. We appreciate you, my brother, man. Thanks for spending so much time with us.
Of course, man. Y'all have a good weekend.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
You, big dog.
That's a man, Eddie Gonzalez, right there. We'll come back. We'll close out this week strong. Sacramento Kings play basketball in a couple of hours. Yay. Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.